Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our program today features a recent speaker at our Slidell Ministers Association meeting. Hope you enjoy it.
Chris Kaufman.
First of all, thank you for allowing me to come up and do this. I want to just get a couple of things out the way. Don O'Brien is working with us at Habitat to have our apostle bill. I know we mentioned that here once before. So if your church is not signed on to be part of that team, see Don or Leslie, Sister Leslie, because we're looking to get that project started. Also, Cheryl and Miranda. I serve as vice president of Hospice of the South, our hospice house. We've had 141 people pass, 160 now. See how fast those things happen? Amen. But it's our fifth anniversary. She put the butterfly release flyer on each of our spots. So just two great organizations I'm involved in and have been for over 11 years. I was asked to come last month, and I apologize with all the emails, Morris, but you sent a large group yourself to me. But I have my secretary looking out for your emails. And my wife could not be here. I invited her. I have a brother-in-law in ICU, has been there 10 days, so pray for him. His name's David. I was born in New Orleans, not that I sound like it. Right, David? That's right. Y'all don't know I went to school with David. Don't be hating. But we have history. And grew up in New Orleans. You hear people talk about the Ninth Ward. I was born in the Ninth Ward. I'm an implant here in Slidell, but we talk about faith, talk about God. And I have been born and raised a Catholic, which appears to be the minority here today and in the area, which is okay, because I've learned to broaden to non-denominational. I've been to many, many churches. Brother Larry's church, of course, being our chaplain. But I'm one of three boys. I'm the baby. I know that's hard to believe, but I was spoiled a little bit. A little part you didn't know about me, all three of us, our middle name is Anthony. Because of St. Anthony. Goes back to the Catholic religion, right? And I guess my mom figured if we got lost, she could pray to St. Anthony to find us. You know, we had two names our entire childhood growing up, Chris Anthony, Mark Anthony, and David Anthony. I've been married 32 years come June. I've been with my wife probably 40. I know it's hard to believe because I'm 53. Yeah. So as you can do the math, that was my childhood high school sweetheart, because I met her before high school. In the neighborhood, because that's what we did. We got out in the neighborhood where I grew up in the East. I have two sons. 26-year-old is Blaine. He's a firefighter in Mandeville. April will be 1 year. My youngest son's going to be 24. He just graduated Southeastern in December in occupational therapy and has a minor in psychology. So he still has two more years of school, but he's working with special needs children doing occupational therapy, which is amazing, close to my heart. And I'm following a small script because you sent me some bullet points to cover. Talked about my education. Obviously, I went through the public school system that I'm proud of. I tell people every day, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And when I say that is to commit to something and be successful. I also have an associate's degree in fire science that I got early on in my career. And it's one of the circumstances that led me with my relationship with God. Well, God has always been in my life. I can't imagine not having him in my life. Amen. There's no better leader to follow than him. Amen. And I got to tell you, every day I go to work, every day I wake up, I'm talking to God, and he gives me guidance to do what I do. I have 174 people. When you reach out to their families, I have 500 people to worry about. So I need guidance in what I do every day. And he gives me the strength to do those things and make good, wise decisions. When we talk about what made changes in my life, you know, one thing I'm going to share with you, probably in the early 80s, you know, I wanted to be a firefighter. I have another degree in another field, but firefighter is what I wanted to do. My mother-in-law, who passed, she prayed with me. She could speak tongues. I don't know if you know what that is in the Catholic religion, but she was close to God. So she prayed, I got the job. In 1989, I became a firefighter. Mm. It's crazy because, you know, you put out there, what is my purpose? What is my path? I wanted to be a firefighter, and here he makes me the fire chief. Yeah. And when you talk about, you know, the passion, the commitments, she gave me a St. Florian medal, which is the firefighter's prayer, which I'm going to read at the end. I still carry it today. Habitat, I'm going to touch on that for a quick second because we do the prayer. I'm the president of that organization. I don't know how I keep wound up getting those titles, but it just, I'm going to tell you why I think. That's because of God.
Amen. I believe it.
You know, the prayer talks about speaking through our lips, seeing through our eyes. I think the uniform, I think that's what God gave me this purpose. And he's using me to be in the position I'm in, to put what I think is integrity back in government. A purpose of public servants is to put the people first. 5 years ago when I got this position, I pulled the whole department together for 3 days. My mission was real simple. It was put the people first. Serve the people that we touch as your family member. That was my simple message. I will do the rest. Last year we had 6 documented life saves. I can't even tell you the cards, the emails that I get weekly, not monthly, weekly, thanking our people, our firefighters. That's the motivation, the drive, the push that I get challenged to do better because they're doing what I asked them to do. I'm not a minister. That was one of the questions. I just don't want to misrepresent myself. I'm not a minister, a man of God, but not a minister. What is my passion that wakes me up every day? It's what I do. I had the opportunity, I know you didn't want to get into the bio, I didn't expect you to read it, but I wanted you to learn some things about me. 17 years ago was my first step in the nonprofit world, which was United Way. Got deeply involved in suicide and mental health. So John, your presentation is close to me, and it's still an issue in this parish today. But it led me into other nonprofit organizations that I'm still committed to today. When I got the chief's job, I said I wouldn't give any of those passions up because that's where the difference is happening, is through the nonprofit work that I got to tell you, there's a part of it that's selfish because it makes me feel good. The nonprofit work gives me some direction, keeps me in touch with the needs in the community, and some of my work is parish-wide, not just on one side. I don't see any boundaries in what I think I've been placed here to do. I have trust, I have faith in God. He's the person I'm following. He's given me the direction to do everything that I get up each and every day to do. He's my role model. I come to work and I hope the message that the people around me get is that we're here to serve others, not ourselves. Because entitlement is not the answer when you get into the public sector. I see it every day. I see it every day. But when you can serve others and put others above oneself, I think that's the ultimate thing that we can do to make other people's lives better. I feel like, you know, you talk about monetary value, people measure success by that. I'm rich in faith. Yes. I'm rich in feeling good about what I do every day. I could have retired 5 years ago. I am having so much fun, I can't even tell you. You ask, you know, why, what is the passion about getting up? I can't wait to get up. I don't sleep in these clothes, but they're ready, pressed on a hanger. Trust me. And no, my hair doesn't look like this when I wake up. But I have to tell you, I cannot wait to put this uniform on and get to work every day. And I hope that's the energy that's around me when I get to work. Because we have an opportunity. That's what the word is, opportunity. We all have opportunity. It's what we make of that opportunity. And people don't get a chance in a lifetime to do what I'm doing. So I took the battery out the clock in my office. I'm trying to stop time because this is that exciting. And I really believe that I'm being used to spread the word, to do what's right. It's real simple. Mm-hmm. Values and integrity. Yeah. It's only 2 words, but they're 2 tough words. And if that's the tone that I can set in an organization that took an oath to serve the public, I'm fine with that. For me, that's a mission accomplished, that if I can get our employees to feel and live with those same values or that value statement, I will measure that as part of what I think is successful. And as far as the Ministerial Alliance and the Mayor's Breakfast, I got to tell you, God keeps directing me because, you know, we were at the march. Powerful, powerful. I can't get the unity and community out of my head. But Cindy, you're so right about we have something special in this community that I'm lucky to be part of. Trust me. I think we have work left to do, but this group has inspired me. The mayor's past group and present inspires me to go. Robbie got me involved in coming to this meeting. I get asked to be in a lot. I haven't been married 32 years without some balance. My wife puts up with a lot. But I chose to commit to these two things to come to in the beginning of 2 days in the month that gives me a better day, a better month, knowing I'm part of something that I think right now is a critical turning point in this community. You know, we all have leaders and think we're leaders, but I got to tell y'all, this was the difference, you know, and I wanted to be part of that. You know, we're all on our own path, but my Lord, when you come together, we are so powerful. Yeah. And don't take what I said, John, as a negative thing about coming together with stops, because if we can streamline even the Word of God or the programs, Sue, that you talked about, we can help more people. God has been good to me and my family. What can we do to help the people less fortunate that are struggling? That is my passion. That's why I'm involved in all the different nonprofits, because people ask why. It's every week, not every day, every week, every hour. I got nonprofit work going on every day. There's no counting hours. There's no paychecks. I got to tell you, when I retire, because people ask me every day, what you going to do? Well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm sure one thing is going to be in my life. It is God and nonprofit work. Because I got to tell you, that has really grown me as a person. And I love doing it. I love seeing results. I'm an action person. If anybody that doesn't know me, I want to see results. If you don't want to move, get out the way, because we're coming through. And I'll close out with the St. Florian prayer, the patron saint of a fireman, because I carry those medals with me every day. I have another challenge coin that a brother firefighter gave me probably 20 years ago. He lost a spouse through addiction and suicide. So I have two St. Florian medals and a challenge coin that's with me every day, day or night, regardless of where I'm going. And ironically, I didn't tell you this, my mother-in-law gave me one, and my brother-in-law, her son, gave me one. They didn't know they both gave me one. So I carry both of them. And I'll close out with Almighty God, whose great power and eternal wisdom embraces the universe. Watch over all firefighters. Protect them from harm in the performance of their duties to fight fire, save lives, and preserve property. We pray, help them to keep our homes and all our buildings safe day and night. We recommend them to your loving care because their duty is dangerous. Grant them your unending strength and courage in their daily assignments. Dear God, protect these brave persons. Grant them your almighty protection and unite them safely with their families after duty has ended. Amen. Amen. And I want to, like I said, thank y'all for allowing me to come up and just tell you a little bit about myself. You may have learned a little bit you didn't know, but I'm an open book. I'm transparent. What you see is what you get. I apologize. You know, as I couldn't sit down and keep my mouth shut before, but I think there's a time that you have to speak up. And this organization has spoke loudly, loudly. And I'm looking in this room today because this is a lot of people today. So something we're doing right, and the word's getting out that this is a powerful group with a powerful message that has unified us, and I'm just glad to be part of it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.